Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody, and happy new year. Welcome to the Friday edition of Lunch and Learn with the New England Dons. My name is Don Smith. I'm an area director out of Maine, Hampshire, my partner Don likes to say, right on the Maine-New Hampshire border. I'll be joined today by my partner in crime, Mr. Don LaPlume, out of the great state of Vermont. We are just having a fantastic time with Thrive and what's going on and the excitement that's happening around the company. And, boy, 2015 is going to be a phenomenal year. And today we want to talk about a really pertinent subject. We want to talk about goals. And we had a ball the other day, last week, doing a goal workshop for a bunch of our team. And we're going to bring in some of those points today, and hopefully we'll help inspire you guys to really create your long-term goals as well as your short-term goals to make those long-term goals happen, if that makes sense. So before we get into that topic and I bring on Mr. LaPlume, I just want to do a little bit of housekeeping stuff. First of all, I want to thank Mr. Kevin Marino, Mr. Bob Dorn, our national directors, who allow us to be on this platform on a weekly basis. Lunch and Learns, guys, for those of you who are new on the call, just a phenomenal tool for you to not only learn from you know, people that have made it happen already for yourself, but really a place you got to think about getting your team on and getting your new prospects who want to find out more about what we're doing here with Thrive. And there's no better place than this. You know, all of the calls and meetings and trainings are things that you always want to be promoting and getting on, and this is one of those. So it's every day, Monday through Friday at noontime. It's 30 minutes of just phenomenal information from the leaders in North American Power. Some of the leadership are sharing this platform now, you know, there's people, all the great leaders are on here, you know, Mr. Bob Dorn himself and Kevin Marino and Mike O'Brien and Victor Girardi and Miss Valerie Alessio, and just the list goes on of who you can hear, as well as local leadership on this call, and you definitely want to be using that. Also want to mention up in our area, if you're in the Maine, New Hampshire, Northern Massachusetts, Rhode Island, anywhere 2 hours from Southern New Hampshire, you want to put in your calendar January 18th. It's a Sunday afternoon, and it's going to be a workshop to really kind of hone skills and understand exactly how this business is done and where, you know, what we have to offer here with Thrive and North American Power. So with that, I want to bring on the man that I just enjoy the heck out of knowing and working with. He's the gentleman, he's one of the main reasons that I'm in this business at all. And just from day one when we met, it was we just knew we were going to do something together, and boy, what's happened since then in the last couple of years has just been amazing, and looking forward to the next few years and the growth that our team is going to have. And that's none other than my friend, my partner, the man, the myth, the legend, I like to say, Mr. Don LaPlume. Don, you out there, buddy?
I am, Don. Can you hear me all right?
I can, my friend. It's awesome to have you. I know you're at the airport looking at jets that you're going to buy here in the near future, correct?
Well, very close. I'm at the airport. There are no jets parked out in front of me right now, unfortunately, but you never know when another one's going to come in. I love watching takeoff coming in and visualizing myself in that incredibly posh interior.
So wait a minute. Most people are waiting for their ship to come in, but you're waiting for your jet to come in, right?
That's right. Well, see, I'm not waiting. I'm not interested in waiting. I am just moving forward with a vision, and I know what's going to happen and when, and it's just a matter of just doing the work and having that time go by. So
that's exactly it. Thank you for getting me out there, my friend. So today we wanted to talk about goals and specifically some of the information that we shared in our workshop with some other leadership over the past week, and that I thought was really good and would be very helpful for today's guests. So why don't you start us off in that direction and let us know what we should be thinking and planning for 2015 and beyond.
I would be absolutely honored to do so. And first, I do want to say thank you, one, for hosting the call, but just for being who you are, Don. Without a doubt, I mean, you're an amazing leader. You're a fantastic friend. I look forward to our conversation every single day. And when there's a day that goes by and I haven't had a chance to talk with you, I miss you, man. So I really enjoy working with you. And I can't wait. You know, there's so many things. When I wrote up my vision statement, there are so many things that encompassed you and others, not just, you know, my family and my personal goals and stuff. But, you know, I know we've got a long future ahead of us. So it's going to be great, and I'm glad it's with you, buddy.
Absolutely. So I can't wait. Thanks, buddy.
Well, when we start off this, and this is how we started off our goals workshop the other night, it really comes down to where do you want to be first? Because you can set a goal to do something, but what is the end of that goal? See, one of the reasons goals don't always stick and New Year's resolutions don't always stick is that there's a little bit of inspiration behind them, or maybe a little bit of emotion behind them, but not enough to drive you when things get tough. And so those things go by the wayside. We don't want that. For your goals to stick, for you to put things in place, what you really need to do is have a vision. And I don't mean to envision certain things. I'm talking about set yourself up with a 10-year vision. Where do you want to be in 10 years? And take a look at it from this perspective. There are no limits to where you can be in 10 years. None. All right? Anything can be done, because right now you might look at your business and say, you know, I think I can be a national director in 10 years. I can be an area director in 10 years, or whatever it is that you're thinking based off of your current growth pattern. But here are three things you don't know about. One is things that you're going to learn between now and then. Two is the things that you're going to become a professional at between now and then. And three, which is a true wild card, even beyond what you can accomplish, and that is the people that you will meet between now and then and what their talents and abilities are. So when we're looking at setting up our vision for 10 years from now, anyone who's writing it needs to make sure that there are no limits in their mind, because anything can be accomplished. Would you agree with me, Mr. Smith?
Well, you just know that I would.
I do know.
Listen, if there's one thing that I've learned in this lifetime, and it's so true, and it's so hard for some people to understand, because a lot of people think life is happening to them, and that's just not the case. You're creating your life with every decision and every action that you make and take. And to vision something way beyond where you think you can be now is a way to remove those blinders and remove those chains of limitation. Because remember, the only limits that you have are the ones that you set for yourself. So
prep
them. don't do that. Think so big that it's crazy, okay? Because guess what? All you've got to do when you do that, and that's what we're going to talk about some more, is you're gonna plan something that you really would love, right? Whatever it is, you're gonna make so much money, you're gonna have all these things, your family's gonna be healthy, all these great things are gonna happen to you over the next 10 years, okay? Now here's the important part. That's a dream so far, okay? It's a vision, but it's more of a dream. Now we're gonna talk about how to break that down so that you're doing the daily things, the weekly things, the monthly things that will get you to that end, to get you to that point. And again, limitations are only set by you.
And that is so true, Don. And I love the way you worded that. So don't set them. That's beautiful. Don't set limitations.
It's just, right? It's like, hey, Doc, it hurts when I do this. Don't do that. You'll be all set.
That's right. Your vision of what your life is going to be like 10 years from now should scare the heck out of you. It should make you have chills going up your spine, not in a bad way, but wow, when I've accomplished that, can you imagine? I mean, wow, my life would have just changed so dramatically. It should inspire you. It should make you feel things inside that you've never felt in your life. It will drive you. And that's why you don't want to have the limits. I mean, the limits, John said it, limits are set by you, not the world, because we can accomplish anything. We were built that way. We were created that way. I don't know what y'all believe, but I certainly believe that. And I'll tell you, all we need to do is set whatever that vision is, put it in front of us, and now we work backwards to get there. And we work backwards on paper. All right? And I say on paper, Don, if it's not on paper, is it real?
Absolutely not. Like I said, it's still a wish or a dream. If it's not written down and it's not planned out, just like everything, right? I mean, most of us go through, or a lot of people go through life, and they're working on a plan. It's not their plan, but they're working on a plan, right? It's 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. They've got to be at a specific spot. They've got to do a specific thing, and they have to do that for the next 40 years, okay? And that's their plan. They didn't make it, but they kind of just settled on it. They said, well, I don't really have a plan, so I'm going to settle on this one, and I'm going to make someone else's dreams come true instead of my own. And what we're trying to tell you guys today is you have to create your dreams. You have to do it in a way that's thought out, that's planned, that's trackable. You know, this is a business that we're in. And if you're not measuring it and tracking it and making those adjustments, because whatever we do, understand that your end goal may change. Your daily routine can change. Your whatever can change. You can improve and make this better and fine-tune it, if you will, all along the way, and that's okay. You know, that's a good thing. That means you're getting better. You're getting more professional, like Don said. You're able to do more, maybe. You're able to, increase your vision because now you're able to produce more than you used to be able to, or whatever the case may be. But the idea is you have a direction and you're taking those steps towards that direction. And that's the only way you're going to get there. Think about that. You know, you can't get somewhere if you're not continually moving in that direction. Point I want to make, and this is something, Don, that you and I have talked about before with some of our team and some other folks, is a lot of people make the mistake in this type of business because you're in control. You don't feel, it's not like you have to go to work or you're forced to be there, is they go like crazy sometimes, and then they do nothing for long periods of time. And understand that every time you take two steps forward and then you do nothing, you're taking at least a step backwards. So it's going to take you longer to get to your goals doing that. You're much better off. It's the tortoise and the hare thing. You're much better off taking itty-bitty steps, attainable, achievable, easy steps every day, but always going in one direction, and that's towards your goal. And you'd be amazed at how that helps build momentum and how that helps build stability that people that you talk to can see, because it's something that now they believe they can do. You know, if it's oh, I got to go crazy and call 1,000 people a day and do all these things, most people are going to think they can't do that, so they're not going to do it. Or they may try it, and then it's too much work or whatever. So you want to have those goals be attainable and teach that so that you can have more people be successful within your team. Does that make sense, Don?
It makes total sense. Absolutely total sense. You have to have that consistency. Here's the other side of that coin, by the way. It's tough getting started. You know, when you first go from zero to one or to two or to three, it's tough. You're out of practice. You're just not, you know, you're rusty, or you never knew it in the first place. So it's tough getting started. Why the heck would you want to keep doing that to yourself every time? Right? I mean, don't just do it a little bit and then stop and then, oh, man, I got to get started again. And no, if you take those little steps and then take some bigger steps and bigger steps that go, you're going to build some incredible momentum. And the key is don't stop. Sell through pain. I never understood that. You know? I mean,
right.
So you got to do that. So let's drive back on, we talked about vision. And we talked about having a 10-year vision that will inspire you, that will drive you, that is so grand with no limitations that, man, you think about it and you're like, all I need to do, if I do the things that I write down here in my plan, I'm going to be able to get that. You mean I'm actually in control? And the answer is yes, you are in control. So let's tell them, Don, how do they get started in this? What's that first step, that first set of things that they're going to write down for their family, for their career or business, and for their health? Those are the three things that I like to focus on when I'm training a new person on goals: career, business, that's all one, health, and family or personal life. Those three things. What should they do once they've written out that 10-year vision, Don?
Well, the next step is to start working backwards, like you mentioned, Don. And you know, let's start looking at your 5-year goal then, right? And because your 5-year goal is going to allow you to see if you're going to be on track to hit the 10-year goal, right? So now the 5-year goal is, you know, you want to be at least halfway with, you know, whether it's rank or income or you know, better relationships, spending more time with your spouse or your kids or whatever that is, as you're building from a daily thing up to that, you've got to kind of look at it backwards as well. And that's what we're talking about. So it's starting to work backwards on, okay, 5 years now, what am I doing in 5 years? Right. And then, you know, as we went through it, you know, in our workshop, it's okay, then 3 years. So now you're a third of the way, right? A third of the way to your 10-year goal. That's starting to become clearer. It's not that far away, right? It's 3 years away. Okay, what do I need to do, right? And then you're just continuing to break that down into smaller bite size, more attainable, more, you know, things you can see a little bit and see closer it gets to you, right? When it starts getting down to a year, a month, a week, a day, now it's something, okay. Now it's after you've kind of set those goals, and it's very important, like Don said, to not just think about this in a monetary fashion. This is about getting better as a human being in total. Because I'll tell you one thing I've learned, you know, I was in business a long time, and And, you know, often you get caught up in the money part of it and having the, you know, successful business and all this. But I'll tell you, without the relationships, the family life, the health, the other pieces of the puzzle that Dawn was talking about, you can't get the business part. You know, it just doesn't work. So it really is kind of a whole puzzle that goes together, and you really need to work on you. You know, we talk about that a lot with personal development, and working on you is going to get all of those things better, right? Because usually if business isn't going well, it's really not the business. It's not outside sources. It's you. It's you're not doing the things you should be doing on a regular basis, right? And if you're having a tough relationship with a child or a family member or spouse, whatever it is, more than likely it's you. You know, it's, again, it starts with you. So you know, there's a saying that, you know, a lot of you may have heard before, but I like to say it all the time, and that is 100% of your success or failure in anything you do or want to accomplish is just the person in the mirror. That's the only person that matters. The person in the mirror is going to get you there every morning, okay? And we a lot of times as humans want to, you know, push some of the responsibility or some of the blame or some of the whatever to elsewhere. And when you start to internalize everything and understand that it's you and it's getting you better at taking these steps and doing these things that's going to get you where you want to go, man, it just changes everything. It just does. And it's, believe me, it's something that we all need to continue to learn and relearn and practice and teach and all that kind of stuff. And that just gets us all better and gets us going where we want to go, for sure. So hope I didn't ramble on there too much, Dawn. But basically that's what we're doing, is we're talking about breaking it down, and we're talking about getting it into bite-sized chunks, and then making sure that that's what we're focusing on. I think that's an important point too, Dawn, is a lot of times people set that big lofty goal and they try to focus on that big lofty goal, and it's so big, you know, it's that I got to eat that elephant. Wow. It's huge. Right.
Right.
But it's breaking it down into the bite-sized chunks you have to take to, you know, it's going to take me 10 years to eat this elephant. So how many bites a day do I need to take so that in 10 years the elephant's eaten, you know? But it's focusing on the everyday bites, not the big picture. Once you've set the big picture, it's focusing on the little things that are going to get you there. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense, Dawn, and I love that analogy. You know, let's do this. I want to recap those dates. I want to talk about the specifics of what's written for just a brief moment, then let's give everybody a free tool that they can use. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
All right. So the recap is simple. You've got your 10-year vision. After that, you're going to set goals, a financial goal, a family goal, and a health goal that you will have attained, one, for that 10-year point, but then two, for 5 years. So 5 year point is going to be roughly halfway to that 10 year, like Dawn said. So now you're going to set new goals for that 5 year point. Then you're going to do a 3 year set of goals for those three items. Okay. Then you'll do a 1 year. Then you'll do a 6 months. Then you'll do a 3 months, and you'll do a 1 month. And again, you've got that huge elephant you have to have eaten at the end of 10 years. No way to do that in a day if you break it down. What's halfway to there by 5 years? What's, you know, then a third of the way when we're talking the 3 year mark, and then the 1 year mark, a tenth of the way. You break it down to the point where it's today. It's this month. What can I do this month? And what do I need to accomplish at the end of this month to keep me on track to hit my 3 month goal or my 6 month goal or my year goal, which will then take me to that 5 year goal, which will then take me to that 10 year goal. That's all that it is.
Mm.
So in the specifics of a goal, all right, as they get very close, it should be something that is stretch that you're stretching for, but is still attainable. But you know, the 10-year, even the 5-year, and the 3-year, those don't have to be things that you know how to do right now. What they have to be is 1/2 the way to that 10-year vision, or 1/3 of the way. All right, you're not going to know how to achieve all of those goals yet. All right, if you do, then you didn't set your goals high enough. All right. So, but what should be written in these goals, and correct me if I'm wrong, Don, but it should be written in the present tense. I have, all right, and then let's say, you know, I have earned $1 million a month, every month for this year, and today's date, and the date is January 2nd, 2025. Whatever it is.
Very important.
So it's dated, it's specific, it's measurable, and it's in writing. It must be in writing. Did I miss anything on that one, Don?
No, that's absolutely, absolutely correct. Yeah, and the part where it's first person, you've done it now. It's not, hey, I want this. It's, no, I live in this home on Lake Winnipesaukee in New Hampshire. You know, I have, you know, we spent 3 months at our winter home in Hawaii this year, you know, and blah, 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 whatever it is you're talking about, but you've done it. It's, you're there now. You've attained that. That's the way you got to look at a goals. What did I do? And what was I looking to do? And now I've done it. And here's the date I did it by. And these are the facts. Okay, this is not a dream anymore. So that's important.
That's right.
Very important.
Yeah, and I almost read word for word my goal. I just pulled out because I have my goals with me at all times. But I reset these. I go through all my goals the last day of the year, and I put them in. I make sure that they're in writing. So when I put my 10-year, I have one of them. It says I earn over $1 million per month in my Thrive business by 2031, by 12/31/2024. That's 10 years, okay? So I earn, it's in the present tense. And some of you might say, you know what? Wow, $1 million a month, that's not possible. And others on this phone are saying, wow, man, that's small, you know? We all put our numbers in, all right? And that's where I want to be. That's my vision, and that's not my vision. That's a small segment of my vision. It's a goal that helps me to fulfill my vision, okay? But that's how it's written, and I've got my 5 years and so forth, and I'm not going to read them all now. But so Don, do you want to tell them about that special free tool? Because we only have about 2 minutes left before we hit our 12:30 mark.
Yeah, the tool's fantastic, and you're the one who turned me on to it. So I'll let you share it with the folks.
All right, I'm
really loving it. You know, I'll just say that we always talk about accountability, right? And trying to get an accountability partner, and how important that is in attaining your goals. Because you got support, you got people that are helping you, people that are in the same they're doing the same thing you're doing. So they're It just helps you to, you know, achieve your daily goals, weekly goals, monthly goals. And Don turned me on to this phenomenal tool, and I'm going to let him explain it to you, but it's phenomenal. So go ahead, my friend.
All right. You bet, buddy. So if you get a smartphone, it doesn't matter whether it's an iPhone, an Android, and a Microsoft version. But if you get a smartphone, go to your app store and download this free app. It's called Lift, L-I-F-T. The logo on it is a nice blue circle, almost a Thrive blue, but not quite. All right, but a nice blue circle with an arrow heading up. All right, download that to your phone and start to implement it. Let me tell you what this app does. This app, you can pick the goals that you want to accomplish. And really what it is, it's not even about goals, it's about specific habits. some of you know, I've done some trainings recently on habits. I've been doing a lot of studying on habits. One, because I know I need to form better habits myself and other habits. And I've been working on those things as I work on my own personal development. But this tool is absolutely phenomenal. Like I said, it's free. But download it. What it will do is you'll be able to pick a habit that you want. I recommend you pick at least 5, but you can go for 8 to 10. I put 10 habits in my queue that I work on every single day. I'm sorry, I don't know if I said 8 or 10. I put 8. I'm moving it up to 10. There's a couple more that I want to add in. But I've already been using this. And what this tool does is a couple things. It sends me a reminder at the time that I appointed it to send me the reminder to make sure that I've done those things. It also gives me a chance to check off when I've done them. So this morning, one of the things I've been doing is I'm doing a 30-day plank challenge. Plank is a type of exercise. And for anyone who doesn't know that one, I'll challenge you to try that one. It's awesome. I love it. But whatever it is that you pick, all right? And so once you've accomplished it, you can click it. And then as you do, your screen turns green. Different segments of your screen turn green just to reward you for what you just accomplished. But the really cool thing is that it ties in with social media. So you can actually have your friends. It's almost like social media, I should say. So, for instance, I follow Don Smith. Don Smith follows me. And so we can see what the other has accomplished for the day. So we're accountable to each other, and we can give props to the other. So in other words, say, hey, nice job, Don, or whatever we want to say. And it's a great thing to be able to encourage each other. And we can also send notes and comments. We can post our own notes, and we can make comments on something that someone else has said or done. Phenomenal tool to use with your team. And I would say, you know, Don and I have both accountability partners. We already reach out to each other, but this is just another way. But on top of being able to be accountable with Don, now I've got other people on the team which are tied in on Lyft with me and vice versa. So we know how each other's doing. We can see it in those areas. We know it's important to each other. You know, what are we working on for health? And we can encourage each other when we're on the phone, too. So it's a great tool. I highly encourage all of you, download Lyft onto your phones and have fun with it. And follow me. And, you know, I'll do the same. I'll follow you. And let's encourage each other and let's win. 2015 is our year. We know that Thrive is ready to just completely take off. We've got massive new stuff coming. Compensation is going to be out of this world. And there's no limit to what we can accomplish. And 2015 is going to be our year to break out, completely break out, not just as a company, but as individuals. So please join us, be part of this. We're going to love seeing you out there in the meetings and on the roads and on the stages, and even in Puerto Rico, all right? Because I know a lot of us are running hard. We want to go to Puerto Rico. So download it and enjoy. So did that describe it okay, Don?
Yeah, no, it's awesome. It's awesome. It's a great tool, guys. I'm just starting to get familiar with it myself, but it's a great tool. There's a lot of information in there you can play around with and pick out some you know, and start with just a few. Start with 3 or 4 things you should be doing every day to either get healthier, you know, get your business better, you know, whatever's important to you. There's things in there, and boy, being able to track them and have some encouragement with your team and all that kind of stuff, and being able to get your team to do that, that's going to get them to be more productive and get them to where they want to go. And that's really all this is, guys. Is we're telling you dream big, and then we're saying let's make a plan to get you there. Let's not just dream about it. Let's make a plan to get you there, and let's help each other get there. And that's really what we talk about over and over again. So, Don, I gotta get off here. I got something else to do. I apologize, guys, for not being able to take calls today.
just not in front of the studio, so not able to take calls today. But just want to thank you all for joining us as you do every Friday at noon, and encourage you to join the other leaders as well at every day at noon, Monday through Friday. And looking forward to this fantastic year, 2015, with Thrive. And we will talk to you all soon. Thank you very much, my friend, and you have a fantastic day. And we'll talk to you all later. This call is officially over.
You as well. Thank you, my friend, and thank you all for being here. We'll catch you all next week.
Thanks, bud. Bye-bye.